next on the 5 o'clock report.
Hope for the best, prepare for the worst. I'm preparing for the worst.
We need help.
This bishop has demonstrated that he is incapable of correcting the problem within the Catholic Diocese of Buffalo.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. Hello, Dorian. That is our top story at 5. High winds, heavy rain lashing the Carolina coast today, and no one felt it worse than the city of Charleston.
Today is Dorian Day in Charleston.
The streets there have been turned into rivers. Forecaster Bill Cairns.
They are going to take it on the chin from South Carolina all the way out through eastern North Carolina today and tonight.
The storm continues to skirt the Carolina coast as a Category 2 hurricane. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
We will be ready, and we will not underestimate the damage this storm can cause.
The Carolinas could see a storm surge of up to 8 feet. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says even though the eye of the storm won't hit the land there, the water is going to be a problem.
It is the water that kills people. It is the water that is the real danger. And it is clear that we are going to have a lot of water.
Power outages expected to last up to a week. All along the Carolina coast, a tornado today in North Myrtle Beach did a lot of damage.
I was standing at that camper counter holding on, and my camper was tilting over. And I said, Lord, what in the world? And I looked, and I had leaves all over my house. I don't know if I got a roof or not. It's completely destruction out here.
A Dorian could make landfall somewhere near the Outer Banks. Meantime, in Florida, which was spared much of Dorian's wrath, that state now sending hundreds of thousands of unused bottles of water to the Bahamas, where the devastation there is unprecedented.
We need help.
Locals sharing their incredible stories of survival today.
My island of Abaco is finished. Everything is gone. No banks, no stores, no nothing.
The Red Cross says nearly half of the homes on the islands either damaged or destroyed. John Lyon is with World Hope International.
Just keep everybody in the Bahamas in your prayers. Keep everybody in the path of the storm in your prayers.
The death toll now stands at 23 in the Bahamas. That deadly dive boat fire off the coast of Southern California may have been started by a cell phone charging station. Surviving crew members say the blaze broke out in the galley near where cell phones and cameras had been plugged in to charge overnight. The fire killed 34 people when the boat went up in smoke on Labor Day. The market's rallying today on news that China wants to end the trade dispute with the U.S. Correspondent Bill Rakoff has more from Washington tonight.
China's Commerce Ministry says talks with the United States on ending the tariff war will take place in early October in Washington, but that's later than previously planned. This morning's announcement followed new tariff hikes last weekend by both governments and a report that envoys have been struggling to agree on a schedule for the talks, which were to have taken place this month. The Commerce Ministry says the two sides will continue to negotiate to prepare for the talks.
That's Bill Rakoff reporting. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson remains defiant amid defections within his own party, including today his own brother, who stepped down from Parliament. Johnson wants Brexit and an election on October 15th.
I'm going to do everything I possibly can to make sure that this country comes out of the EU on October the 31st. But unfortunately, Parliament voted yesterday effectively to scupper our negotiating power.
Today, the British Prime Minister hosted Vice President Mike Pence, who said the U.S. hopes to ramp up trade with Britain once Brexit is complete. Today, Facebook launched its dating service in the U.S. The company says users get to decide, though, who sees their information. A new book is out on the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. Kavanaugh, now an associate justice on the U.S. Supreme Court, faced a contentious hearing 1 year ago this week amid unsubstantiated rumors of sexual abuse. The book is called Search and Destroy, and it asks the following question of those who sought to destroy Brett Kavanaugh.
Was Christine Blasey Ford working with all of those organized forces that had been trying to cancel Kavanaugh's nomination from the very beginning, and really even before he got picked?
That's the author of Search and Destroy, Ryan Loveless.
Really what I've been trying to do is walk readers through step by step the organized forces that were out there even before Kavanaugh's nomination that rose up and tried to cancel this nomination. People on the left have said that Justice Gorsuch sits in a stolen seat that belonged to Merrick Garland, President Obama's nominee, and now they're trying to put an asterisk next to Justice Kavanaugh's name.
Loveless says the way Justice Kavanaugh was treated during his confirmation hearings galvanized Republicans and saved the U.S. Senate for the GOP just weeks before the 2018 midterms. The city of San Francisco has declared the National Rifle Association a domestic terror group. Here's correspondent Elisa Z.
A resolution approved unanimously this week was introduced in July after a mass shooting at the Gilroy Garlic Festival. Supervisor Catherine Stefani, who introduced the resolution, said in a statement, "The NRA exists to spread pro-gun propaganda and put weapons in the hands of those who would harm and terrorize us. Nobody," she says, "has done more to fan the flames of gun violence than the NRA." The NRA has called the passage of the resolution nothing but a publicity stunt.
That's Elisa Z reporting. Still to come this Thursday, beefing up the border in Buffalo, the gun debate at Wegmans, and the science behind those left-handers.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. As Hurricane Dorian continues to churn the waters off the coast of South and North Carolina, our weather tonight looks tranquil. We will watch a weak front cross the area to start the weekend, possibly with a shower, but that will be the extent of any inclement weather due here anytime soon. The call for tonight, skies will average out partly cloudy. A lot of areas will be cloudy at daybreak, low temperatures mid-40s to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy skies. There could be a late-day shower in western New York. High temps in the upper 60s to the middle 70s. On Saturday, clouds and some sun. High temperatures mostly in the lower 70s and then partly, if not mostly, sunny on Sunday.
Okay, Kevin Williams, appreciate it. Checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Thursday, September 5th, U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer was in western New York today, where he said President Trump's decision to send customs agents south has caused border backups in Buffalo.
As you see right behind us is the Peace Bridge, one of the most vital connections between the United States and Canada. Maybe you folks, like so many who have called my office, have found themselves waiting in unusually heavy traffic to cross the Peace Bridge and come into the U.S.
Today, Schumer unveiled the Bound Act, which would set a minimum staffing requirement at northern border crossings like the one in Buffalo.
You don't rob Peter to pay Paul. You don't create huge traffic jams here in western New York because there may be some problems somewhere else.
Back in May, the Department of Homeland Security temporarily shifted 300 officers to the southern border to help with the crisis there. Schumer's bill will be introduced in Congress next week. Wegmans, the latest retailer to speak out on the gun debate in America following Walmart's decision earlier this week to not allow the open carry of guns. Today, the Rochester-based grocery chain announced that it, too, would prefer that its customers not openly carry firearms in its stores. Well, the controversy surrounding Buffalo's embattled bishop continues to grow. Western New York Congressman Brian Higgins says Richard Malone needs to step down.
This bishop has demonstrated that he is incapable of correcting the problem within the Catholic Diocese of Buffalo, and on behalf of the people in Buffalo and West New York, he should resign. And somebody should be brought in here that can really clean house and do what is necessary to restore the faith in the diocesan leadership. That can't be done under Bishop Malone.
The bishop under fire again for his handling of the child abuse scandal within the diocese after secret audio recordings of Malone were released this week. The bishop held a press conference yesterday where many thought he'd step down. Instead, Richard Malone announced he's not going anywhere.
I know him to be a man who is both an arrogant person and a cowardly person.
Siobhan O'Connor used to work for Bishop Malone.
I've also seen him avoid problems, ignore issues, and constantly put the blame anywhere but himself.
The bishop announced yesterday that his supporters outweigh his critics and he's not going anywhere. Malone is accused of allowing pedophile priests to continue to serve in Western New York. New York Republicans continue to call out Governor Cuomo for his plan to force drivers to replace old license plates. Here's Family Life's Brandon Dixon.
One state senator is even promising to hold hearings on the governor's plan, possibly before the end of the year. Governor Cuomo announced the plate fees last month and said New Yorkers could vote on a new license plate design. Starting next April, drivers who have plates older than 10 years will need to pay $25 for a new one. And if they want to keep the same plate number, it'll be an extra $20. Many in the GOP call the governor's plan nothing more than a money grab by the state of New York. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. A New York state lawmaker wants to give students in the state the option to take mental health days off from school. Democratic State Senator Brad Hoyleman introducing the measure today, establishing mental or behavioral health issues as allowed reasons for a student's absence from school. Right now, New York state law allows schools to develop their own attendance policies. This new piece of legislation would require the New York State Department of Education to implement the mental health day policy all across the state of New York. Well, somebody's vandalized the Elkland Little League in Pennsylvania's Northern Tier. League President Jessie Schoonover says she cannot believe anyone would do this.
We're just a tiny little town right on the other side of the New York border. It's very small. We have one stoplight. It's little.
The Elkland Little League will now have to fundraise to replace stolen and damaged property.
We don't necessarily think it's the same people because the Elkland PD was able to figure out who broke into the concession stand, and they made some arrests on that, which is actually kind of sad because then that means that there's more than one group of people around who are willing to vandalize Little League property.
A cash register was taken along with some food and a shed that housed maintenance equipment for the Elkland Little League. Well, those Little Green Army men have some competition in the form of Little Green Army women. A Scranton-based toy maker says the popular plastic toys are expanding to include female figurines.
Pennsylvania-based toy company BMC Toys will launch a new line of plastic army women just in time for Christmas. The new product line will feature female soldiers in four different poses and will be offered in packs of 24 figures. BMC's owner, Jeff Immel, says he's been toying with the idea for several years, but it was a letter from a retired servicewoman asking for female toy soldiers for her granddaughters that jump-started his work on the project.
That's Phil Hewlett reporting. Time now for your market report, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks surging today after the U.S. and China agreed to meet next month in Washington to continue their trade talks. The Dow rose 373 points, the NASDAQ jumped 140, and the S&P 500 was up 38. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're plugged into the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Here's your MoneyWise Minute with Rob West.
No earthly family is perfect, and we all tend to pick up some of our family's good and bad habits. If our parents were wise with money, there's a good chance we might follow their example and be wise with money, too. But if our folks were always in debt up to their eyeballs, we might just as easily follow their bad examples. But habits and lifestyles don't have to stay the same. When we're born again, God gives us new life, even if we grew up in a godless environment. And God can give us new financial life, too, and with that, a desire to honor Him with the way we manage our money. How do we do that? We honor our financial obligations, pay off debts, do work as unto the Lord, and begin trusting Him, not man or a job, to meet our needs.
And you can learn more about trusting God and becoming a wise money manager when you contact us online, moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
12 minutes past the hour, sunny time. Drive Home Sports.
May I sing?
You
it's
sure
the
can.
Most wonderful time of the year.
Bring it up.
Football! Bears nice. Set to host the Packers. NFL kicking off the 100th season tonight. By the way, Green Bay and the defending NFC North champion Chicago Bears, mm-hmm. Your team,
Dub
have
Bears.
Met 198 times. Packers actually hold a slim 97-95-6 advantage. Should be fun tonight. Not fun in Oakland. ESPN reporting the Raiders are planning to suspend Antonio Brown after the wide receiver got into it with the GM. Brown actually posted the fines, $54,000 fines from the Raiders, and was upset about it, that $54,000 might actually cost him $30 million.
Ouch.
And the women's semifinals take center stage at the U.S. Open. Serena Williams taking on Elena Svitolina. Belinda Bencic taking on Canadian teenager Bianca Andreescu. And the other match should be fun tonight in New York. It's back, football! I'm sorry.
Can't wait. Chicago by 4 tonight.
There you go.
Yep. I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. As Hurricane Dorian continues to churn the waters off the coast of South and North Carolina, our weather tonight looks tranquil. We will watch a weak front cross the area to start the weekend, possibly with a shower, but that will be the extent of any inclement weather due here anytime soon. The call for tonight, skies will average out partly cloudy. A lot of areas will be cloudy at daybreak, low temperatures mid-40s to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy skies. It could be a late-day shower in western New York. High temps in the upper 60s to the middle 70s. On Saturday, clouds and some sun. High temperatures mostly in the lower 70s, and then partly, if not mostly, sunny on Sunday.
Already, Kevin Williams, finally at 5, a British study taking a closer look at the science of being left-handed. You know who you are out there. Correspondent Vicky Barker.
Scientists at Oxford University have found genetic instructions in human DNA that are linked to being left-handed. About 1 in 10 of us is left-handed. The researchers found that the left and right hemispheres of the brains of lefties are better connected and more coordinated in regions involved in language, suggesting those born left-handed may have inherited better verbal skills. The study also found a slightly higher risk of schizophrenia and slightly lower risk of Parkinson's.
Interesting stuff. Thank you, Vicky. Vicky Barker reporting. My son Liam is left-handed.
There you go.
Yeah.
So Liam the left-hander.
He is, yeah. He's going to be southpaw, hopefully.
Nice.
We'll see.
Thank you, brother.
You got it.